Dead Arthur slammed into him, knocking him off his feet. John's breath went out of him as the fallen table caught him between his shoulder blades. The sword! Where was the sword? He'd lost the damn sword! When he opened his mouth to scream, the white jammed its black corpse fingers into John's mouth. Gagging, he tried to shove it off, but the dead man was too heavy, its hand forcing itself farther down his throat, icy cold, choking him. Its face was against his own, filling the world. Frost covered its eyes, sparkling blue. John raked cold flesh with his nails and kicked at the thing's legs. He tried to bite, tried to punch, tried to breathe. And suddenly, the corpse's weight was gone. Its fingers ripped from his throat. It was all John could do to roll over, retching and shaking. Ghost had it again. He watched as the direwolf buried his teeth in the white's gut and began to rip and tear. He watched, only half conscious, for a long moment, before he finally remembered to look for his sword. And saw Lord Mormont, naked and groggy from sleep, standing in the doorway with an oil lamp in his hand. Gnawed and fingerless, the arm threshed on the floor, wriggling toward him.